Welcome to This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty, the number one destination for Seinfeld fans. This is Two Up and Two Down. Here's our producer, Chris, to start us off.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Two Up and Two Down. And today we got a great season two episode, The Jacket. Tony, let's go over to you. What's your first up here?
Jacket, Two Up and Two Down. Great season two episode written by Larry and Jerry. Plenty of ups to choose from. My first up for The Jacket. They're about to go out to dinner with Lane's dad, and Jerry's like, let me just go get my jacket out. It comes out and does this thing there. He does a little like walk around, and George is like, well, what's going on here? I see this with an unblemished record of staunch heterosexuality. It's fabulous. Jerry talks about how it changed his life, and then George goes into his whole, how much did you pay for this jacket? Tell me you paid $200 for the jacket. You paid $500. It goes on and on. It keeps building it up and building it up. I'm walking out this door. If you paid $1,000 for this jacket. Just an incredible scene. Just perfectly as Jerry's going to go out there with this confidence because he has a jacket, and George is still going to be scared. Meeting Elaine's dad, the staunch heterosexuality comment obviously lays the foundation of George, the George we love. Just a great scene, sets the tone for the whole rest of the episode. That's my first thumbs up.
Right, excellent up there. Over to you, Chris. What do you got for your first up?
Yeah, The Jacket, February of 91. Hard to believe only 14 million people watched this episode. Crazy, but is what it is. Here we go. I'm going to piggyback off that and take another Jerry and George combo. When Jerry's in the bathroom, obviously, at the restaurant, just an all-time scene. You know, you could tell he's sweaty, washes his hands, and he goes, that was brutal. I can't go back out there. And, you know, George pleading with him, what are we going to do? And if we do that, you know, Jerry saying he's going to clunk our heads together like Mo. I mean, bringing that, bringing the Stooges in, I mean, just genius. The bathroom scene for me, an all-timer. So that's my first one up from The Jacket. Jerry and George in the bathroom.
Absolutely. That has to be an up there. That's a great scene. One of the best. So Tony, back to you. What's your second up?
Yeah, incredible scene. Clunk our heads together like Mo. Can't beat that. I mean, so many ups to choose from, as I mentioned. I'd be remiss, though. I only get two ups here, so I'm going to use it here. Lawrence Tierney as Alton Bennis. Just an incredible performance. I mean, everyone gives Bookman credit. People love the Moyle. You know, Tor Ekman gets some play. But for me, Alton Bennis is one of the all-timers. You know, had a funny man in Korea, blew his brains out all over the Pacific. Plenty of ice. Piped out chorus boy. Who the lipstick for? Pendant those bastards. I mean, on and on. Every line this guy delivers is just incredible, one after the next. The way he has George and Jerry just shivering the whole time. Incredible performance by this guy. Gotta love it. You know, not afraid of Pakistani food. Basically everything he says to him. The whole episode with this guy, Alton Bennis. Lawrence Tierney, that's my second up.
Yeah, you said it there, Tony. Lawrence Tierney is probably, with Bookman, 1-2 as far as, you know, ranked all-star guests go. So, yeah, another great one there. Chris, what's your second up?
As intimidating a father figure as you can imagine, I think we've all been there, right? Meeting a father, you know, it could be a friend's father, girlfriend's father, you name it. I tell you, he played that perfectly. That's a good one. I'm going to go with, he wasn't in a lot, but I'm going to go with the K-Man here. Can you do me a solid? You know, that whole scene was great. But I love Kramer asking for the jacket. You know, just, he just, you know, wheedles his way in there. You know, what are you going to do with that one, you know? And then when he gets it, I loved his line. That's good. That's good karma for you. Like, Kramer always brings it back, like, the little things. But was funny as well. So that's the important part of this show. So Kramer asking for the jacket, and obviously at the end, he gets the, you know, the suede jacket is too. It's like Kramer just continues to win through Jerry tough time. So for me, not a lot of Kramer, but he delivered. So the K-Man is my second up.
All right, great. All right, so there's your two ups from each of you. Let's go over to downs. Tony, what's your first one?
Yeah, it's funny how Kramer, the jacket still suits Kramer with a messed up suede. He could still wear it and pull it off. Whereas Jerry, it's like defective. Jerry won't wear it. Listen, I barely have two downs written down in this episode. Very hard to find downs. I'm going to go with kind of a tried and true down for these early seasons. Season two, Jerry and Larry wrote it. The opening scene with Lane kind of setting everything up to buy the jacket, it kind of dragged the scene out a bit. It gave Jerry a few things to do with the tie, car wash, and the back store bit. For what it was okay early season two, but this is probably what Pink Hats don't like about season two, is the kind of slowness and the kind of boring dialogue. But, it's not terrible, but I got to find downs. That's my first down, kind of the dragged out, mainly that back store. Everything should be in the back, all just in the back or whatever. I don't know. It's kind of Jerry just throwing in a stand up bit into the episode to kind of give it some teeth. But that's my first down, a little bit slow there.
Yeah, as the earlier seasons episodes tend to go slower than the later episodes. So, Chris, back to you. What is your first down?
Had that as well. Thought it was a little drawn out, that first scene for sure. The woman asking Elaine what book she's reading, the whole thing. For me, I like these downs. Like, as far as Jerry and George ordering cranberry juice and then the club soda. Come on, guy. First off, I'd be pounding beers at Jerry's apartment before, just to get loose. And these guys, in that state, there's no way they would not get a stiff drink. Let's be honest. And then when the conversation started, they started pounding those drinks as if there was alcohol in there. Like, who's just pounding a cranberry juice? You know what I mean? Like, out of nervousness. Didn't fit. They're at a nice hotel. Alton's paying the check, I gather. Get a nice drink. That's my first down.
No, you're absolutely right. Their drink orders were ridiculous, but Tierney's reaction to their drink order is priceless also. So, again, you could go either up and down on that one. But over to you, Tony. What's your second one?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards up on that one. I think that was the point. I think that was the whole point. They order cranberry juice. They order club soda. While he's getting whiskey, I think that was the play there. But obviously, I get O'Hara's point as well. But it plays to Jerry's character a bit more. Listen, we can't find – downs are tough. I don't even – my second down, I'm looking at my notes. It's not even a down. I mean, O'Hara gave Kramer an up. I agree. But my down is – just not enough Kramer. He mentioned that. He said there wasn't that much Kramer there. And it's also Kramer is not quite Kramer yet. He's like 90% there. He's wearing the hat with the Harley Davidson shirt and the leather jacket. He might have the Harley Davidson shirt in this one, but he got the leather jacket and he's got the hat. He does the do me a solid. He does the way he asks for the jacket, but he's not quite Kramer. He even walks in just normal, not the slide in yet. So I'm nitpicking because I can't find downs in this episode, but I think I don't think Kramer's Kramer yet, and I think there's not enough of him. And maybe seeing him with those doves or something, I don't know. An older episode would have probably done that as they developed Kramer more, but I think Michael Richards was still playing with the character. They also hadn't written him that much yet. So that's kind of my second down is the K-man, not quite himself and not enough of him. So that's my second down.
Yeah, I'll go with that as a down. So good point there. Chris, over to you. What's your second down?
Well, when Tony's taking my down and making it up, we know where he's going with this grade. But the whole Dove story, it just didn't – I think what they wanted, like the Van Wyck, or they wanted Elaine, like – we got chased and they were throwing things at us with the car. I think they wanted a moment like that, but it kind of fell flat. Like, she waited for the doves and just, like, no real story came out of that. I thought it was a little bit of a waste, in my opinion. And then obviously she saw her dad, but it's just, I think they spent a good like 90 seconds on why she was late. I get that's the point, but like, I thought there'd be something more funny than that. I really didn't laugh at that piece. So for me, Elaine Dove story, second down.
All right. So those are the ups and downs. Let's go back to Tony. Tony, what do you give the jacket as a grade?
Listen, that's another one. His down was my up. I had Elaine telling the Dove story as an up. Love it with the flapping of the wings, the whole thing. It's, I mean, yes, obviously it's not, you know, it's not the Van Wyck. You know, it's not quite there yet. But I do love that. It's foreshadowing the Van Wyck. It's foreshadowing the parking space, which tells the whole getting chased by the bandits, the teenage kids or whatever. Great Elaine telling stories. I thought that was a good one, but I get O'Hara's point. Maybe not enough. But yeah, you know where I'm going with this grade. I mean, the jacket's an all-timer for me. Never been an appointment in my life where I wanted the other guy to show up. That's enough right there to bump this grade up. Dr. Waldo, the weather guy. I already mentioned everything that Tierney did. He's in the bathroom. O'Hara's up is one of an all-time up in the bathroom, them two together. Tell him he got crabs, start scratching. He was in the Navy. He'll understand. I mean, this episode is what Seinfeld's all about. These two are just two kids, as O'Hara mentioned, meeting a dad. They're completely out of their element. They're not men. They're boys. Perpetual adolescence, as they always say, just incredible. It sets Kramer up, kind of mooching off Jerry, as O'Hara mentioned. Yeah, okay, I'll take the jacket. You don't need it. The whole thing there. Incredible episode. Jacket's an A plus. The jacket's an A plus for me. I was gonna go A, but I got to be fair to myself here. This episode will never let me down. Master of the house, pipe down chorus boy, the whole thing. Marty Schumann. Oh, the Schumann. Marty Schumann, Camp Hatchapi, everything about this episode just makes me laugh, and I just feel good. I'll watch it 1,000 times. A plus for the jacket.
All right. Thanks, Tony. A plus for the jacket from you. Chris, over to you. What's your grade here?
I'll tell you this. My partner's consistent. You know, when there's a superior guest star, the Kloppuses of the world, the Alton Bennises, he elevates those episodes. So, and I tip my hat, okay? But the more and more I think about it, he made some points. Kramer wasn't Kramer yet. Elaine, they had her in the long, drawn-out scene in the beginning, okay? I didn't love the Dove story. So, again, when I think A+, it's all four on all four cylinders, okay? Got to be consistent here as an analyst, okay? And I'm tinkering between two grades. You know, can you do me solid? The appointment of my life. I mean, yeah, incredible lines. Can those two, the foundation of the show, elevate an episode, which is what the show's all about? Guys being kids? You're damn right they can. Jacket's an A. Clean A. Again, I can't give it that extra bump. You know, all-timer, yes. But I need the other two to step up a little more. So the jacket's an A. I think it's a fair grade. I almost dipped, but I think, to your point, Jerry and George are so strong. Bathroom scene alone on the couch at the restaurant, forget about it. It's an A.
Yeah, that's fair. I thought you were going A minus there. I agree. That's fair. That's fair grade, eh?
Absolutely. I was certainly giving it an A in my opinion as well. So thank you, guys. That's another episode of Two Up and Two Down. We'll see you on the next one.